Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. But your love, the only
thing that matters is your love. Good morning, it's now 6:36. Glad you're with us here on the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. I'm here weekday morning 6 till 8. Thank you for listening. It's an honor to have you with us as we seek to connect faith to life. Coming up after the news at 7 o'clock Central Time, we'll separate fact from fiction and get the truth of the matter, what's really going on with the Ebola virus here in the United States and the enterovirus and other public health concerns that are, quite frankly, frightening a whole lot of people. We need not be afraid, I don't believe, but we want to be informed. So we'll talk about that coming up at about 7:10 this morning, so stand by for that. So often what we see and hear and read in news headlines, and as we follow current events even here on this program, so much of what we talk about is connected directly back to the collapse in some cases, or at least the erosion of what we know as the family. I'm reminded that even just last week, prior to the big Harvest America events hosted by Pastor Greg Laurie over the weekend, Pastor Greg was here on the program a couple of times last week and was reiterating over and over again, hey, we need to get back to a biblical understanding of family. And if we can put families back together, and if we can move our culture in such a way that people, again, take the definition of family seriously and are willing to work on family and growing family, we can make some very serious headway, some very serious changes and improvements in our culture. What could be more important in the understanding of family than the understanding of the proper relationship between parents and children? It's kind of at the epicenter of what we profess to believe in the Christian community. Let's talk for just a few moments about dads and their daughters. My goodness, that there's not a collision course that we're on as it regards dads and daughters and the absence of dads. I'm not sure how to diagnose a problem in our culture. Joining us to talk about this all-important issue, a lady who heads up a group called the ABBA Project. She's got a brand new book out on the subject as well. It's called Dad, Here's What I Really Need From You. Dr. Michelle Watson joins us on the guest line. Dr. Watson, welcome to Faith Radio, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks, Austin. It truly is my pleasure and delight to be talking with you today.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak with you. I take it from your book and what I've read, it's you are willing to address the fact that, hey, we've got some things wrong as it regards the real needs of daughters. I mean, the very idea that daughters need a male father is kind of counterintuitive for some people in our culture. But where's your starting point in terms of addressing the needs of young girls?
Well, my starting point, Austin, is that I think sometimes dads don't realize how important their role is in their daughters' lives, especially when the daughters hit those rough years, starting about 12 or 13 on up. And I find a lot of dads even think after their daughters are officially adults at 18 that their job is over. And I'm trying to say to dads, your intentional and consistent pursuit of your daughter's heart over her lifetime has more value than you can ever imagine.
Mm-hmm. You know that a daughter needs her dad to be a hero. Tell us about that hero element.
I found that, you know, every dad I talk to says when they were a young kid they had a superhero that they loved. And I often say to them, every hero has to take action. And so you want to be a hero in your daughter's life, and she needs you to be the hero. And what that means is that you take action to pursue her heart every single day.
Very interesting. Dr. Michelle Watson, her brand new book is called Dad, Here's What I Really Need From You. And Dr. Watson, it would seem as though in capturing the essence of that title, it would seem as though you're kind of speaking from the daughter's vantage point. You're speaking the heart of the daughter, as it were, and speaking to men. Tell us about the voice. Of course, those of us who are authors, we, you know, maybe make a bigger deal than we should about the voice. But it really does matter. If you're articulating the needs and the interests of the daughter, that's profound. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. There is overwhelming research that supports the fact that when a dad speaks words into his daughter's life for harm or for building her up, she internalizes that voice and it becomes her own. And the more that dads can be what I call a positive mirror, when your daughter looks in your face, Dad, what is she hearing about her body image, about her character, about God the Father, about the way you love her mom, about the way you love life, all those kinds of things, she is going to see herself differently and better if you speak into her life the things that you see.
Now, one of the things that I understand you address in the book is how dads can learn to speak their daughter's love language. What exactly does that mean in the father-daughter relationship, and what do you have to say about that?
Well, we've all heard of Gary Chapman's book called The Five Love Languages, that your daughter and you as a dad have usually a way that when someone, be it, you know, the two of you or anyone else, where you feel like your heart comes alive, it could be through gifts, or it could be through words of affirmation, or it could be through quality time together, or it could be through acts of service. And when you, Dad, are able to realize, and if you don't know this, talk to her mom or to a friend to say, what is it that you notice makes my daughter come alive? And the more you as a dad can engage your daughter in that way, the more it will strengthen and build your relationship.
Very interesting. You also note that dads need to bridge resistance and distance that emerges between themselves and their daughters. How's a dad bridge that distance? I mean, it strikes me, especially whether it's a male or a female, a part of adolescence, part of growing through the adolescent years is for the child to put distance between them and their parents and kind of exert their independence and become their own person. How's a dad, in a healthy, productive way, make up for that that growing distance?
Well, I find that every girl, like you were saying, is I'm trying as a woman to decode daughters to their dads. And I'm saying we're actually not as complicated as you might think we are, which I'm sure right now every one of your listeners is laughing at that one.
I'm hearing the frustration in the daughter, the father's voice is saying, I wish it were the case. Please help me. Anyway, go on. Please clarify.
Exactly.
For us.
So when I speak to dads and I meet with them in the ABBA project, where here in Portland, Oregon, they meet with me in my counseling building, and I'm saying, you guys, here's the thing about us that's not complicated, is when you affirm us and build us up with your words, not that that doesn't mean we don't need discipline, obviously, and shaping by our dads that way, but if you can five times a day think to water our hearts with positivity and one time to give the building up, kind of that ratio of 5-1, you're going to watch like a flower, we open up. And so when you, dads, find that your daughter hits that age and she's pushing you away, find ways to communicate love to her. Write on a sticky note and put it on her mirror, a message about how beautiful she is to you. Write her texts every day, one a day. I find a lot of dads have found the power of building the relationship when they do that. Text her, email her, Facebook her, Instagram her, put messages about, I am the most blessed dad or the luckiest dad in the world to have you for a daughter, and I wanted everyone to know that. Those kind of things will open your daughter up.
Dr. Michelle Watson, she's on our guest line. Her new book is called Dad, Here's What I Really Need From You. It's written on behalf of daughters to their fathers. Dr. Watson, stand by. Some more questions. We'll get to them in just a moment. We'll continue with Michelle Watson in just a moment. It's now 6:45. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network, and I'm glad you are. I'm Austin Hill. Our program continues momentarily. Don't go anywhere. It's now 6:47 Central Time. This is the Faith Radio Network. Still to come, we will try to sort out truth from fiction as it regards the enterovirus and the Ebola virus that has infected some here in the United States of America. That's coming up at about 7:10 this morning. Dr. Michelle Watson, she is the author of a brand new book called Dad, Here's What I Really Need From You. She's with us here on our program as we talk about dads and daughters. Dr. Watson, the advice that you offer in the book, I'm wondering, is that advice to dads who
can coordinate and correlate their efforts with their daughters along with wives and moms? Or is this just dad and daughter stuff and the wife and the mom needs to kind of be on the sideline with this this direction? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a great question, Austin. I have had dads tell me, one of my favorite endorsements I've gotten from one of the dads that I've talked with said, because of the tools that I've learned through this process, I've actually become a better dad to my sons, a better husband to my wife, and a better manager at work.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, I've found that some of the tools and some of the truths are more specific to daughters, but absolutely they're transferable to sons as well.
Very interesting. Tell us some more about this effort that you lead, and it sounds like it's a nonprofit entity all on its own, but it's called the ABBA Project. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Maybe it's ABBA Project, but a group of courageous dads that meets and talk about things. What's going on with the ABBA Project?
Yeah, for the last 4.5 years, I just honestly obeyed a prompt that God gave me out of Luke 1, one Christmas in 2009, of reading how Zechariah was told that his son would help turn the hearts of fathers to their children. And I literally heard the Spirit whisper that to my heart, Michelle, that's what I want you to do. And I found that as daughters, I'm one of four girls, we value our dad's head being turned toward us. We need you dads to help us figure things out, like filling out a FAFSA or, you know, sometimes doing math and those kinds of things, and yet we need your heart turned, and that's one of the directives God gives in Luke 1:17. And so when I meet here in my office, and I started in January of 2010, meeting with dads for a whole school year once a month, mm-hmm. helping them learn what that means to turn their heart, I have found that dads keep coming and coming, and I'm now leading my sixth group, and this is all with no marketing. Men tell other men, wives tell their husbands, daughters tell their dads, I want us to be closer. Mm-hmm. That's what I hear as a consistent theme, and I have over my 35 years of ministry with girls. I want to be closer to my dad. That's what I want. And so for dads to be able to pick the ball up and run with it to pursue their daughters, I'm putting tools in their hands, which I basically summarized in the book, and I found that dads, this is going to help you do it right. Because mm-hmm. you have the tool in your hands to make that happen.
The word Abba, of course, very scriptural from the original Aramaic language that portions of the New Testament were written in. I note on your website, Dr. Watson, you point out that Abba means daddy in Aramaic, and men love projects. Nuff said it's called Abba Project. Is that something
yep.
that the guys have pretty much embraced? Yep, it's a project. I can do this. It sounds like it's gotten a very warm reception from men.
Absolutely it has. And I believe that men can tell the heart of a woman like that, and they're hearing that I'm their cheerleader. I say to them, I want to step into the background and make you the hero. And so I want to give you the tools to make that happen. And in my book, I have 15 tools in the middle of the book that I say, put these in your toolbox, and I believe it's going to help you be the father you want to be and need to be.
Very interesting. She is the author of a brand new book, Dad, Here's What I Really Need From You. She is Dr. Michelle Watson. You can find her online at Dr. Michelle Watson, Michelle spelled with two L's. It's drmichellewatson.com. And we will have a link to her and her book on our mobile-friendly website at myfaithradio.com. Dr. Watson, you're engaged in some very profoundly important things, and I do hope you'll come back and join us again soon. And thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Austin. I'd love to come back and talk about this anytime.
Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.